Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be simply cloudy today. We'll have a high of about 34. Right now in Kenosha, 32 degrees with some light snow, 29 and light snow in Burlington. Milwaukee, 32, some light snow, and now light snow in Racine. We are at 33 degrees. Not light snow yesterday, that was for sure. Southeast Wisconsin finally getting the snow that many had been hoping for last week. But with the rain-sleet mixture, it created some really nightmarish travel conditions that lasted well into the evening hours. And those conditions moved out. Fortunately, the temperatures have stayed around the freezing mark, or else this morning we would be dealing with a whole lot of ice. The main roads are in good shape, side streets mainly untouched by plows until this morning. A number of residents got stuck even trying to get into their driveways. Others managed to do it elsewhere, including ditches. Numerous Good Samaritan stories written out there during those times. This morning, some Good Samaritans in Kenosha, while they were snow blowing sidewalks in their neighborhood, somebody complained it was too noisy. If you have to be out driving today, do it with caution. Some of the streets might still have some problems. Otherwise, just take it easy. You should be fine this morning. A woman in Kenosha and her daughter showed up in the emergency room of Kenosha Medical Center this morning. They were complaining of headaches. Paramedics were then sent to their home for a suspected carbon monoxide problem. This is around 86th and Sheridan. A report from the scene indicated that a one-month-old boy and his father appeared lethargic. As both were taken to the hospital, We Energies dispatched one of its service personnel. Fire officials reminding the public, carbon monoxide fumes do not have color, they have no odor, and it's best if you have a detector inside your home if there should be a problem. He was described as a significant local drug dealer. He was in court in Racine yesterday to face charges. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
35-year-old Salminio Webster was arrested in a home in the 9000 block of 15th Avenue in Kenosha last week. According to a news release, agents from the Racine County Metro Drug Unit, the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, and the DEA seized heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy tablets from the home. Webster has been charged in Racine County with conspiracy to commit the manufacture and delivery of heroin, a charge that carries a maximum prison term of 15 years. According to court documents, a member of the Racine County Metro Drug Unit arranged to buy heroin from Webster on two occasions in December. Webster is also expected to face charges in Kenosha County. He's scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing January 6th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Racine Circuit Court, a Mount Pleasant man accused of providing heroin to another man who overdosed on that drug. He's facing charges. 47-year-old Daniel Herme is accused of delivery and possession with intent to deliver heroin, reckless endangerment of safety, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Officers sent to a home on Hines Drive found a man who had apparently overdosed on heroin, administered their antidote Narcan, the man then telling police where he got the drug, so they went and got a search warrant, officers finding Hermes' apartment on Indian Hills Drive, and then taking him into custody. There was a shooting incident you may have heard about at a drive-thru at a McDonald's restaurant in Kenosha on the city's north side Saturday morning. This was allegedly planned the night before, according to police. The suspect, 32-year-old Cordell Smith, in Kenosha intake court yesterday. The deputy DA on the case, Mike Gravely, said the victim's ex-wife is currently Smith's girlfriend. There was some type of unspecified property damage on Christmas, and Gravely says Smith admitted creating what he called a homicide kit.
And that evening, he put together what he called a kit that he had seen on TV on what you do if you're going to kill someone. He put together a bag, a shopping bag that law enforcement has been able to collect, which had a sheet in it, had some various tools, had a change of clothes for himself. He indicated he had seen on TV that these were the items you should bring with you if you are going to commit a homicide.
Smith allegedly then drove around till he found the victim, Jaime Vasquez, with his 16-year-old daughter, followed them into the McDonald's drive-thru, boxed in his car, got out, then went up and fired 5 shots into that vehicle. Miraculously, the teenager was not hurt. Vasquez remains in critical care at a Milwaukee hospital. Gravely says it's likely he'll lose the sight in one of his eyes. Bond is $500,000. And police in the Kenosha County village of Twin Lakes indicate that a 58-year-old man was seriously injured Christmas morning, some kind of fallen attack at his home in the 1100 block of Pebble Beach Court. Officers arriving to discover the victim bleeding from severe head injuries. He's up at Frederick Hospital right now in critical condition. It was an altercation at the home. A 25-year-old man, Alexander Garcia, had been staying there. He was taken into custody. Criminal charges are to be filed yet this week against the man. The incident remains under investigation. Caledonia's East Side Community Center going to be quite lively probably tonight for a special 6 o'clock meeting of the Village Board. There's a public hearing on a proposed special assessment for a controversial Highway V water main project. The public hearing will start things off. More than a few affected residents are expected to offer their comments. Racine Unified School Board, before the end of March, will be getting an administrative presentation that details referendum money spent thus far on new buildings, maintenance, technology, and safety, including unspent money through board action, as well as any future known expenditures that are going to be coming along that administration right now is thinking about. Dennis Weiser brought this up at the most recent board meeting, taking note that $128 million in the referendum over 15 years, he called it a sizable chunk of change given to us by the community.
This is a very, very difficult undertaking. 15-year spending patterns are beyond the experience of most of us. I think we need to stop and catch our breath and see of the $128 million provided by the community, how much has been designated, set aside, tagged for use at this point, so we know what the remaining pool looks like.
Weiser acknowledging future cost issues from administration may have some politically sensitive components to them. State Senate President Mary Lozick of New Berlin and GOP Representative Ken Skoronski of Franklin have drafted legislation to create a pilot program for tracking crime and student safety incidents in one suburban, or make that one urban district, one suburban district plus one rural school district. This coming on the heels of Watertown Representative John Jagler proposing the Department of Public Instruction mandate that report cards include information about crimes committed at all schools, school events, and on school buses. And the Wisconsin State Journal says Republican state lawmakers will continue pursuing a bill to penalize communities that block law enforcement from inquiring about immigration status or cooperating with federal immigration authorities. The measure against so-called sanctuary cities would allow communities to be challenged in court and for which they could face the loss of shared revenue. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscasts are there. Whenever you want, just go into the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.